we are back at it again.
Yep. Episode 20. Was it 25 or 24?
Episode 24. I double checked.
24. Okay.
25 and 26 are already on the docket. Yes, I'm ahead of the game. I tried to be.
That's yes. Okay. We just got to find time to record those.
I know. I'm sorry. Because I know you've been busy and I've been doing art show after art show after art show. Because I've been getting lots and lots of invites to do them and I keep saying yes. Sorry.
Well, might as well. I mean, any extra money.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one show's paying for my vacation, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to a park I've never been to, never even heard of. So we're going to go try that out. We're going to go to Prudence State Park, something like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. So Ken said we can go Bigfooting if we want. So may go, Cassie and I may go do that. Go see what we can find. But what have you been up to? I know you had your graduation and you've been busy.
Yeah, I had my storytelling thing and then I've been just busy with work and I've been attempting to learn to crochet and then I've been failing at learning to crochet. So I've been hiking a lot more instead.
Crochet is hard.
It is. It
is very hard.
But if anybody just wants a long piece of string, I mean, I've got a ton of those.
Hey, you could say they're jewelry. You make bracelets. Make them so long that you could tie them off on the ends. Now, I've just been, with me, I had one show and then following week another one and I get a vacation and I'd have another show. So, it's good. I'm already planning next year's shows. It's good stuff. But, shall we dive on into the rabbit hole this evening?
It's actually more of a black hole, but yes.
Yeah, I guess it depends. It depends. It could be all the above. Go into one of my favorite topics. What the front, what is it? Hold on. I would say the frontier, but it's, how does that go?
The final frontier?
Yes. We'll dive into that. We are talking about space. I want to give everybody a heads up. If you hear noise, it's probably Cassie. She's underneath me with her new toy. We went to the pet store and yeah, let her pick out her toy. Okay, never mind. We're not going to talk about the toy. I don't know. Is this PG worthy? Do you want to know what she's doing to it?
Not really.
Okay. Well, that's what you get when you have an 8-month-old, I guess, right? Alrighty.
Yeah, full space.
Let's talk about shiny space. Let's go to shiny space. The first story I have up is Russia is about to launch a satellite that will shine as brightly as a star. I think that's going to really, really screw with people's heads if it does work. What do you think?
Depending on how bright it shines, it could really probably, we've already got enough problems with global warming.
Yeah. See, this one.
I'm curious if it'll, I mean, depending on how it shines and, you know, from what distance will it affect waves and stuff like that?
What I was wondering is, could this also be like one of the laser satellites? If it's that bright, it could collect solar and just focus it down. But yeah, this one, it says that, Well, this story is slightly on the older side, which is no big deal, but it says on the satellite. Okay, hold on. Russia is slated to launch a reflective satellite into space later this summer that, in theory, will shine from the sky brighter than any other star. The satellite is roughly the size of a loaf of bread and will launch on Friday, July 14th.
So this has already gone up, in theory.
In theory. Once a small satellite is 370 miles into orbit, it will deploy a pyramid-shaped solar reflector that is designed to capture the sun's rays and bounce them back to Earth, creating an effect of a twinkling star to Earthlings. Huh. That almost sounds like, to me, a laser that we probably already have up there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
And it could very well just serve as a replacement for that.
Well, if we have something, you know, everybody else is going to have their version of it, too.
Yeah, but I can imagine with the way that we've worked with Russia on the space program. You know, they, like I said, this could very well just be a replacement for something that's already up there.
Only possibly
from what this is saying, it's more powerful.
Well, there's a possibility that it's a, you have it, I need it, just in case you decide to, you know.
Precisely, so
you know how Big Brother is, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, it's, I mean, I think it's pretty big. The reflector is going to be, it's 170 square feet, which is reportedly 20 times thinner than human hair and is made of mylar, a thin polymer material. 170 square feet is pretty good size. So,
it does look like that, okay, if they just put it up in the air about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Says that there is an app that you can follow its path as it goes up.
Yeah, they said that they're doing it in hopes to generate interest in space exploration. Which I think that it's always been, like, space has always been there. It's just, it seems, you know, we were talking earlier, it just seems that the funding just keeps getting cut back on a lot of
yes.
it. Well, I would say yes and no. I think instead of going to groups like NASA, you know, it's being filtered into the military and the non-existent black ops.
It's but, other groups that have the money.
Yeah, yeah. We're just waiting for the private groups to come up with the money to start doing it. Which kind of make, I'm waiting for a lot of that to come, like, for them to get their stuff up and find out what they find. I mean, that would be kind of amusing if, you know, our government gets, how would you put it, gets caught with their pants down? I mean, think on it. You know, with all the stuff that's kind of going on, you know there's stuff going on. So that's a there's a possibility that they're going to get caught with their pants around their ankles. I can't wait to see it. I think that'd be hilarious.
Well, I guess the big problem with the with this, a lot of people were saying before it got released, was that it might be too bright. So it's going to it might end up just looking like another star. And people who are looking up at the stars might not realize it's actually a satellite instead of, you know, something that they're trying to find instead.
Exactly. But yeah, like I said, then how many people are going to see that and be like, UFO, UFO, UFO?
Oh, yeah.
But it is a UFO because you didn't know what it was.
Yep.
Sorry, it's not an alien. Although, speaking of that, have you watched, what is it, Humans of Earth?
I have not. I keep wanting to, and then I know. It's on my giant list of things to watch.
Oh my god, it is hilarious. I feel bad for, like, the little gray, and then he was all upset because his lizard buddy got killed, because his lizard buddy came, huge spoilers, sorry. He decided to come down to Earth because he wasn't doing, like, the other one wasn't doing his job right, which was the Nordic, and he comes down and gets ran over by a car because he doesn't know how to cross the street properly.
Oh.
And then the gray, like, decides that he's going to, like, find out who did it, and he's going to take them out. Yeah, it's kind of amusing. And then the Nordic tries to convince that his abductee, that he was from Iceland, his mom is dying, so he goes to Iceland with her. takes her to a hospital and finds an Icelandic woman that couldn't speak English, only for him to come out of the bathroom after he, you know. Yeah, and her family speaks English. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's on my list of things to watch. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Ken actually likes it. We sit there and crack up. There's an abductee help group, like AA type thing, and it's kind of it's hilarious. It's funny. Take it for what it is and don't get offended, because too many people get offended by everything anymore. But hey, all right, how about this one? I got one for you. Scientists build an artificial brain. You see that one?
Yeah, this one, I don't know.
They build an artificial brain to spot hyperspeeding stars. One of these gas balls is moving 300 miles per second. Think if that star is that going that fast, I don't think there's life on it or near it.
No.
Scientists discovered 6 stars speeding through the Milky Way in exceptional pace, with velocities greater than 200 miles per second, 220 miles per second. Huh. Wonder if any of these are, what is it, Planet X, they expect to come and knock out the Earth?
Well, but this is something that it's sort of, we've always had something that was detecting these. You know, in fact, I think there was even, it's like seasons ago, an episode of The Big Bang Theory where someone was sitting there and had to manually watch the screen, and if something picked, if it caught something, you know, write it down that on this particular time this was caught.
Yeah, what is his name?
I mean, this is not, you know, a new thing. They just came up with something that could read faster than what the current technology had.
Yeah, because was what the radio signals is what they were reading last time?
Precisely, yes. So this just reads faster than what we currently had, you know, being used.
Well, I mean, we're like, well, according to some people with ideas, we are, billions of years behind everybody else in the galaxy?
Oh, yeah.
Which I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. According to this one, the next brain, which will come alive in 2018, will sort through a billion stars, some of which may have been given such a mighty gravitational kick that they've already on their way out of the galaxy become a lone blazing orb.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, and by the time they get anywhere close to us, you know, for us to read it, they've probably, you know, we're probably picking up, you know, it's halfway across the galaxy again by the time we get any reading of it.
Right. Or by the, if you look at it, by the time we see it, that star, it's its past.
Yes.
So who knows where it is actually now? So, I mean, I could see why by doing something like this would help, you know.
We can find things sooner than what we have been.
Right.
Especially if it's traveling that fast.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Because, like, forgive the dog. She's trying to talk, too. But, we'll have to see how this, when this next one comes online, and if they actually are able to find, you know, new stuff. Because I know they found, what was it, I think we talked about this, where they found some stars that were just weird. Like, the way that they were moving was very, very weird. Like, the one that was, we were talking about where it's flashing on and off, like a lighthouse. It was,
yes.
I don't know if this is how they found it or not. I don't think so. I think the one that we found that was on and off was just old-fashioned radio, where they could see the radio waves.
I believe you're right.
They couldn't figure out.
I think this was a lot more recent. This article is just from July 3rd.
So this most likely is super brand new.
Yes.
Which it just shows the advancements in science, how quickly we're advancing. You know, even for what, you know, with us doing the podcast from what a couple months ago to now, or even a year ago when we did the last one talking about the stars. But you never know, like what they're gonna finding out there.
No.
You know, we'll upload all these to our Facebook. We always upload these stories. But this one, they have there's a video of it, of the stars. They have them marked where they're speeding. It's really cool. I'm sure they're going to find new things, you know, probably within the next few years. They're just going to completely rewrite history on space and stuff.
Oh, and they have been for real recent, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think within the last 10 years, there have been so many, you know, revelations about different stars that no one would have thought about before.
Well, talking about that, what about this one? With all the new discoveries and stuff, that a huge Jupiter-like planet discovered by astronomers confounds theory of planetary development. The planet HIP 65426b has a temperature of around 1300 to 1600 Kelvin, which is 1,000 to 1,300 degrees Celsius. A rare, massive planet that orbits a fast-spinning star has caused scientists to rethink current models of stars and solar systems. So they are finding more and more just unexpected things. So maybe there's a chance that they're going to start finding more similar planets to what we have, you know, like Earth.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, they, I don't really, I believe it was the reason that Pluto wasn't a planet was that it was orbiting another one, wasn't it?
No, it's like,
it was
size.
Too small?
Yeah.
Okay.
They tried to...
I want to say that when they came back and said, oh, it is a planet after all, it was because it was orbiting something else.
Yeah, they didn't expect it to have, what, 2 or 3 moons of its
own? Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, they didn't expect it to have its moons, but they were trying to say it wasn't because of its size. They thought it maybe was a moon from a planet further in, but, you know, that they have to constantly rewrite what they consider it. I think they're considered like a mini moon or a mini planet now or something, but it is a planet. It does have its own moons. And I think that they found more outside of it. I know if they keep going further, they'll find more. I mean, maybe that's what they'll find.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, near well,
just like, yeah, it was just like this. I mean, they looked further into it, and it's like, oh, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's going to change the whole thought on space and time and all of that, you know? I don't know if it's going to be in our lifetime, but you know that they're going to end up rewriting all of it.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What we thought was is not.
No, and this article is saying too, planet. That word I'm trying to come up with. This specific planet, gravitational pull that may have led it to be pushed out further from where it was originally, and have another planet, possibly Jupiter itself, propelled out into our solar system. So this could have very well not been a part of our solar system, and then it found its way in.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, that's possibly what happened with our planet, too, with some of our stuff. You know, they just kicked them out. Well, that's what they think.
Yeah.
That's what they think Jupiter was originally. They think Jupiter was a failed star, that it did have enough to ignite it, to turn it into a star.
Okay. Well, like, a couple weeks ago, we were talking on the show about the history of the planet Earth, and we're saying how there was legends that it could have very well been that Earth was a moon that just got pushed out of orbit. So things change all the time, mm-hmm. you know, just as they are in general. But we're just now finding them out.
Yeah, science is changing, like... I mean, I'm sure it's stuff that they've known for a little while, but by the time it's released, you know, it's all brand new. I mean, we see that with technology and everything. Everything changes, what, every 6 months? And we saw that with our stories here.
Yeah. Well, the one story was just like a month old, and things had already changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about technology, this one really doesn't have to do with space, but I thought it was kind of amusing, kind of sad. Did you know about the security robot, right?
Yeah.
We had done the security robot story because we're all like, uh-oh.
Well, there was the one that attacked the person in the mall.
Right. We talked about that, how it attacked the toddler, ran its foot over, and I blamed the parent, but it committed suicide.
Well, this is a different robot, though.
Yeah, it's the same model, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I thought
it was a different one.
I think it's the same model, but yeah, it drowned. So did it commit suicide, or was it murdered?
Someone pushed him over the edge. Literally.
They pushed him down the stairs. No, what was it? What did I say it was? It was done in the kiddie pool with... I know, I sent this one to you, but I forget what I said. It was said it was done in the kiddie pool with a candlestick or something.
Yes.
Something like that. But yeah, the security robot in Washington, D.C. drowned itself in a fountain. Yeah... This is a really interesting bad meme. Did it kill? Did it kill itself, or was it killed? Could it not handle its job? And it interesting, kind of funny.
It doesn't. According to the article, no one really has an idea exactly what happened.
I mean, looking at it, there's what, 5 steps to go into the fountain, which.
Yeah.
Perplexes me anyways. Why would you have steps into a fountain? Because, I mean, what if that was a toddler? I mean, bad enough your expensive toy robot committed suicide. What if a toddler fell in?
Okay, so it looks like the company that makes the robot says it is, quote, an isolated incident that is being investigated, and a new robot will be delivered to the office building at no cost. It also claims that whatever transpired did not harm or involve any humans.
And even if it did, they will not tell you if it did. I got somebody licking my toes. This is not funny. I'm trying to keep a straight face over here. Someone keeps licking my toes. You try not to laugh. And then we're talking about the suicide of a robot as my toes get licked. But yeah, I like all the different pictures of the different robots that people are sending their condolences. I wonder if the robot had a black box that'll tell the truth what actually happened. No,
oh, I'm sure there is.
That's what it is. The toddler did it.
Yeah.
The toddler did it.
Took revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, keeping on with technology, here within the last few weeks, there was a test of a secret hypersonic missile that the U.S. and Australia put together.
The, what is it, the S-30 rocket?
Yes.
The high fire program. This is another one I think that would really do some head screw with people. Because, you know, if a hypersonic, it's going to make a lot of noise. You're going to get all those hypersonic booms, and you're not going to see anything around. Which actually, because all the different stuff that I watch, well, I listen to YouTube at work. I will admit that. I don't really watch my videos. I listen to them. So, as long as they have,
you still get the information though.
As long as they actually talk and not just show videos.
Yeah.
There was a couple of them that were talking about different stories like this, where people would hear sonic booms and think it was coming from a jet or something, and there'd be nothing around. So I'm wondering if this isn't what people are hearing. Is something like this? Like I said, the government is doing lots and lots of mind screw with you. I mean, I would call it a couple other choice words, but we'll just say mind screw.
Yeah.
But yeah. This one, I wonder. Oh yeah, hypersonic missile capable of traveling faster than 6,000 miles an hour. You ain't gonna be seeing that sucker. You'll hear it. You ain't gonna see it. And there was a video. Did you see the video? This video.
I haven't gotten to the video yet.
It's crazy. We'll have to look at it afterwards. But I'm wondering if that's not what some of the stuff that people are witnessing and not realizing that it's this. Because at that speed, you're not going to see it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
That was like less than 10 seconds.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, and they said, too, where is it, that the missile, if launched from Hawaii, it could reach North Korea in exactly 40 minutes. While a regular B-2 bomber traveling at the same distance would be almost 9 hours to get there.
Dude, snap, goodbye North Korea. Sorry. Am I right?
Yeah.
You know, with all the huffing and puffing and let me shoot my rockets off, you could be gone in like a flash of an eye and you wouldn't even know.
There is no pack what you have and get the heck out.
There's no kissing your butt goodbye either.
No.
It's a, oh, pretty, bye. You know? There's no getting away from any of that. That's just crazy. That kind of makes me wonder if something like that would be able to be used in space. That would be an interesting concept for a new space engine. You think?
That if it can travel without airspace,
yeah, they'd be able to put it in space.
Yeah,
for all
that would be a true test.
For all we know, it's already
if it can leave our atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if it's already left our atmosphere, but yeah, the different stuff that they have and they can do, Oh, did you see at the bottom? We know with this one, the Australians and American high fire efforts comes as the Russians and Chinese are developing their own hypersonic missiles. See? What one has, everybody else has, are going to have. So that makes me wonder, did they have their own plans for it, or did we give them, hey, here's the recipe, you make your own?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, but stuff like this, by the time it comes out to the public, you know it's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, we were talking about this where it was the Triton missiles, where they were shooting them off and they were just, everyone thought they were UFOs and aliens and all this stuff, and we're laughing, we're like, no, this is what this is, look. And they showed that they could shoot it from, what was it, the ocean, and see across four states. So, what's not to say that a lot of the stuff that, you know, that's what this is. I mean, I already think a lot of the stuff that we see in the sky that we don't know what it is the military. I think a lot of it's the black ops and the, you know, the stuff that isn't supposed to exist, but you know, that's where it is. Oh yeah, how's this one? NASA just caught a glimpse of a mysterious object, New Horizons, will reach in 2019. We send more and more probes out, who knows what we're going to find. But yeah, there's this one, it's the mystery object. But I mean, once we send more and more, satellites and probes, who knows what we're going to find. I mean, for all we know, I think we're just going to be sending cookie trails back to Earth. Here, come find us. Come eat us.
Exactly. You
know, well, that's one theory, too, that we're cattle. Can you imagine that? You know, you got the ranchers all ticked off about the wolves, but you're the cattle. Go eat some more burgers. But yeah, here's this one. NASA's Armstrong Flight Research Center is in the process of uploading hundreds of videos, rare test flights, launch and landing footage to YouTube and the agency's website. It's all part of a continued effort to better open access to NASA's archives, as well as help inform the public about the type of research and record setting milestones that the agency archives each year across various fields of aerospace engineering. Well, you know, most of this is going to be redacted, but it still would be kind of interesting.
Well, uploaded is probably, you know, a couple years old.
But this one, they've got clips and stuff that go back to 1942 to 1991. And they've got unmanned hypersonic test flights in 2004. So who knows what they'll find.
So they're just getting around putting these up. Because NASA did put up a lot of the space footage about 10, 15 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that they're releasing a lot of it in stages. Because I know the couple of them, they said they won't release the information, but like once every 7 years. So if you don't get that information, you can't get it. Because England, you really can't get anything.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it if you want it. But I don't know. To see what they find. I think a lot of it, by the time it's released, they've known about it. There's so much that they don't even really let us know. I'm sure that there is everywhere. But, I find this kind of cool that they're starting to release it. I mean, this almost kind of strikes me as, you know, I'm going to get my work out before, you know, they get axed. I mean, what would benefit the government more, the military or NASA? I mean, it's the...
Well, they're sort of the same group. One works for the other.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to the military, there's so many black ops and stuff like that where they don't really, you know, they don't have to acknowledge it even exists.
Yeah.
Just a handful of people know about it. Nobody else needs to know. I mean, who knows what they do in those places? I mean, it's black ops. Or what were they calling? They were calling it something else. They were calling, like, there was one I was watched. We're calling it false flags and black projects. That's what it was. They were calling it the black op projects. Nobody needs to know anything about them.
No.
Most don't. There's literally just a handful that do. But yeah, it's kind of interesting where they're going and that they're actually starting to release this. I mean, granted, most of this stuff is super, super old, but it's still interesting.
But in actually in having this research readily available, it will help, you know, if more freely do research on present day issues. Like, okay, well, this happened in 2007 and it caused this, you know, this to happen. What if we tweak that? And somebody who's not a part of NASA, who's trying to, you know, crowdfund their own space travel.
Mm-hmm.
They might have better, they might see this and say, this is how I can fix it.
But I think a lot of it is just going to kind of show how we constantly are repeating problems that we had had back in the past. You know, we're just repeating our mistakes. Here's this one. It's just a short video, but this kind of makes me kind of wonder what the, doing something like this kind of makes me wonder what the public are going to end up finding, or what they're going to end up seeing. You know, they're going to see more and more stuff that they're not going to be able to, oh, that was a balloon, that was this, that was that. I think that they're going to have to start owning up. Yeah, that's what this was, and that was what that was. Because I'm sure a lot of it is just different type of, probably more like what we were talking about with the drones and stuff. But this one, this balloon, it'll take you up into space. The balloon takes you to see stars up close in just 2 hours. It takes you pretty much to the, like, I don't know, edge of the, it's called 02, it's a private vehicle cable flying you to the edge of the world. It flies you just at the edge of our stuff. Holds up to 4 passengers and 2 pilots. Staggering altitude of 36 kilometers.
Kilometers.
Is it kilometers? Sorry, yeah. The video was going too quick. But
yeah. I'm kind of thinking, like, you know, they kept talking about, hey, the public's going to get to go to space at some point, you know, when Elon Musk started talking about his whole spiel. And I almost feel like this is the type of thing that if you're going to do, you know, the public can pay to go into space, this is the type of thing that you should have versus actually going outside our atmosphere.
Right. This is just going to be a taste, basically, like you were saying.
But if this works, this is going to be like the Goodyear blimp now.
Probably.
You know, everyone wants to ride on the Goodyear blimp. This is the next best thing.
Mm-hmm. And then here's, like we were talking, there's so much out there, and I think that there's so much cover-ups that it's going to fall through, and they're not going to be able to do any cover-ups anymore. I really think that's what's going to end up happening. Let's see. And then here's this one also. It's talking about the stars, how fast they were moving and stuff. This has got some more video and some more stuff on them. On the different ones that they were tracking through the Milky Way. But yeah, I mean, I think there's just so much out there that we have no idea about. And who knows what the private sector is going to find.
Oh yeah, because depending on, you know, who in the private sector is working on it, they may be determined they're going to find something whether it's out there or not.
Exactly. I mean, do you think it's going to be Elon Musk? You think he's going to be the one that's going to crack everything open?
He's very much a contender. I almost feel like he's a lot of show more than get shit done.
Well, he strikes me as a really, really smart, self-made man, basically. I don't know. It'll be interesting to find out who is it going to be. Is it going to be somebody in our lifetime, or is it going to be, you know, maybe another generation from now?
That's the real question. How long is it going to take?
I mean, you would think that it would have been by now with how fast technology and science grew, you know, since the Second World War. I mean, in a way, I kind of think that we've slowed down in a way with some things, but I think a lot of it just basically went behind the curtain, went behind the scenes, that we don't get to really see it. But I don't know. You think we'll find out the truth?
We will probably on our deathbed. We will.
But how about
I'm hoping at least that.
Well, talking about how Jupiter should have been possibly should have been a star, with you know, its properties and the gas and all that. There's a possibility that stars may form as twins. The sun may be the lone star in our solar system today, but it may not have always been the case. Scientists at UC Berkeley and Harvard University say they found proof that most stars form in pairs or even triplets. However, they don't always stay together for their whole existence. But yeah, they eat each other, or, you know, I mean, this is probably also how you were saying with the couple of them where they were spun out.
Yeah.
Maybe that one sibling was bigger than the other sibling, basically, and they kicked the other one out. So would that, you I mean, that would be a way to make another system, I suppose.
And it definitely says they found 45 single star systems and 55 multi-star systems, and 5 of the multi-star systems were not binary. So that's, you know, at least 5 that are either currently 2 or they've split apart.
Mm-hmm. I find that interesting that they were born as twins or triplets. I mean, it kind of would make sense, though, if they were made by, you know, made with the same material, that they, you know, would form close to each other in the cluster of the gas and material.
Yeah.
But let's see. What's this one? And a piece from the Converse are... Okay. What were they saying? According to the scientists, while most accept that a comet or an asteroid is to blame for killing the dinosaurs, there isn't they don't fully agree on what caused the asteroid or comet to hit. Could the sun's former companion star be the culprit? Which is that Planet X everybody keeps talking about? Or I'm gonna kill it. Nerubu? However they pronounce it?
Oh, this was a different one. I don't remember how to pronounce it, unfortunately.
It's been a minute since I've watched anything on it, but... Oh, no. Also known as Nemesis.
Okay, yeah. That's easy to say.
It's got so many different names, but it's the Planet X. It's the one that they say it's orbiting with us, but it's on the other side of the sun, so we don't see it. So it's complete opposite of us at all times. But I don't know. It kind of makes you wonder... with all the different stuff that they're finding. With this, you know, maybe not all the crazy theories out there are wrong, you know? I mean, you even had the doctor.
Yeah, this was probably a few months ago, what Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who, is even saying, you know, there's definitely got to be, you know, some form of alien life out there in some way. And he said, you know, it's going to be like a germ or something. Something that's not really exciting, or a shrub. It's going to be the most astonishing thing because of what it means.
Exactly.
And it's exactly... It may not be, you know, a moving, speaking, thinking thing, but it's still some sort of life form that's on another planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, and who's to say, you know, we were... I still kind of sort of see it. We're the little brothers on the block. You know, I seriously think, you know, we're literally billions of years behind everybody else. And that's why nobody really wants to come around, because we're too busy destroying ourselves. I know I've read a lot of different stuff on that's what a lot of people think. That why would they want to come here if we're too busy destroying ourselves? You know, over what? Different beliefs, different skin color. Offended by every little dang thing that happens because we can. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's because we call it a linear basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually what, heck, that was basically what this whole thing was about, was, you know, we gotta quit being stuck up and arrogant and thinking only of ourselves.
Exactly. But, you know, there's so much out there that we don't know. I mean, eventually one day maybe we'll grow up enough to see it and understand it. So, I think on that note, what do you think, Bart?
I think there's something out there, and hopefully, well, it's just a side note, like, NASA's looking for someone to protect the globe, you know, protect Earth. You know, hopefully, some point in the future, whoever gets that job is going to help protect us from the germs that are outside the universe, because we know there are germs outside the universe.
Dude, I was tempted to apply for that job, by the way. I could walk in there.
I definitely don't have the background for it.
I don't either, but I'll learn. Hey, I didn't have a background in what I'm doing now either, but I still do it. You know? But, hey. So, did you have any other stories or anything you want to add to our space exploration?
I have more stories at the moment.
So
they will have to go to another episode.
We do have many already lined up, just trying to find time. So, What do you say? Catch you later, Bart?
I think we're done with another episode.
Another one in the can? So, okay. So you can get us at tftdpodcast@gmail.com. If you have stories, I want emails. I know Bart does too.
Absolutely.
We want stories. Stitcher podcast, rate us. So everybody else that likes the stuff that we talk about can find us much, much, much easier. We're with tangentboundnetwork.com, weebiegeekspc.com, Facebook, Twitter, all these stories that we've read today, they will all be on Facebook. Like I said, you guys have any stories, you guys have a topic that you would like us to cover, rabbit hole, drop us a line. You know, you like what we're doing, let us know. So, keep an ear to the ground, an eye to the sky, and stay safe, and I will catch you guys later. Bart, I will talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later, Vicky.
Bye, guys.
Bye.